Vayakel Moshe Shaladas B'nai Yisrael. Vayomer Aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the congregation of Yisrael, and he said to them, Eila HaDvarim HaShetziv HaShem HaLasai Saisam. And then it says, Sheshes Yom Te'yosim B'locha. And then Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about the Mishkan. So the Sefer Bar Yosef, Yosef Salant, Sefer Tzadik Levrocha, he says, it's Mavurim, the Pasuk over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu changed from the regular Seder of how he taught Klal Yisrael. How so? The Gemara says in the Seftes Erev and Daf Nun Dalet, Ketzer Seder Mishnah. Moshe learned me Piagvura. Aaron came into Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught him what he learned. Aaron moved to the side, stepped to the left of Moshe. So then the sons of Aaron came in. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to them. So Elazar sat on the right of Moshe, Yisomer to the left of Aaron. The Zekanim came in. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. Zekanim moved out. Everybody else came in, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to them. Moshe Rabbeinu left. Then Aaron became the Rebbe. And there was a whole Seder on Dvarim. Right, so the Gemara asks a question. What do you have to work a Seder like that for? Just let everybody come in front of Moshe, and they'll all learn it together. And for the Gemara, G'day lach l'kovet l'aron u'l'bonav u'l'zakenim, they should also teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. And in this cycle, they all taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. So, l'chayra, but over here, v'yachal Moshe shechaladaz b'nei Yisrael, the Seder was not like that. Everybody was gathered to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's mashma that it was like that a whole time, because it says at the end, Vayetsu kol adas b'nei Yisrael b'fnei Moshe. Says mashma that he learned the whole thing with them. The whole time he was learning with them, and then when he finished, so they left. So it wasn't that whole Seder. First episode over here, there was a change of the Seder from what he did with all the other Chalokim of Torah. So the Alkud brings down over here, Rabbi Seinu Bali Agoda Oimrim, from the beginning of the Torah till here, there's no parasha in which it says Vayakel. Only over here. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseh Lecha Kehilas Gedoleis, make big Kehilas U'Droish Lefnei Ambarabim Hilchas Shabbos, so that they will learn from you in the coming generations that every Shabbos you should gather Kehilas, bring them into the Bat Midrashas to teach them the dinim of the Torah Isser V'Heter. So, that's the reason why over here it was different. Over here it was Medavka by Yaakov Moshe, because Baruch Hu instructed in Medavka over here when it came to Shabbos, gather them all together, and this will be a simon for the future generations that every Shabbos you should gather them together. I was thinking it could be that the reason why Medavka by Shabbos there was this kapeid of everybody together, because Chilul Shabbos was the beginning of the breakdown of the Kehillos. It's really, a store was open, it spread like wildfire. I'm spread like wildfire. And it was the beginning of the breakdown of the Kehillah. So Mela was a dinner on the Kehillah that they should get together and they should learn the halachas. And there's a Kol Yisrael, a Raven Zebozel over here. So I remember when I was a little kid. So I was outside and stay inside for laning on Shabbat. I was outside playing. And all of a sudden, the Rav of the Shul came out. Halberstam, Zachrayna Levrach, and the whole Kehillah, and he gives a yell, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. What's the good man? What happened? Nebuchad Yid, that lived next door, a Yerpeish Yid. Melchama, he was doing his gardening on Shabbos, right next door to the Rav's thing. So I said, the Rav gave a drush inside, and he came out, and he started singing, whatever, and the guy stopped him. I said, I went back. I felt big, because I was friends with this man's son, who wore a yarmulke, came to shul, you know, went to a different shul. That's the way it was after the war. I remember I was walking once with my father home from shul, Friday night. And then a kid went to shul and he got hit by a car. So his father, who was not from, is standing over him. This is a guy in a shul. And he's screaming at the kid laying there, you know. That's the way it was. You know, a kid looked like a regular kid with a hat and a day went to yeshiva. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way it was. But it was the beginning of the breakdown of the Kehillahs. And by place in Europe, the Kehillah used to, you know, stand up for it and try and avoid Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. However, that's good for Shabbos. But what about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Well, here also it says, Vayomer Moshe kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, and he spoke to them about the Mishkan. So the Be'er Yosef points out, it says numerous times, Va'atot tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, Va'atot hakrev elechas aron ochicha, Va'atot tedaber al kol chachmei lev. The mashmois is that Moshe Rabbeinu should do it himself and not give it over to anybody else. And you didn't have that regular Seder that you had by most halachas in the Torah. So Be'er Yosef says it could be because he had to instruct Klal Yisrael that Aaron's going to be the Kohen Gadol and his sons are going to be the Kohanim and Aaron's going to light the Menorah and Aaron's going to light the Ketores. So the whole thing was Alts covered to Aaron, he should teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. But it's not such a covet if Aaron's going to say that I'm going to be the one that does the Avodah, I'm going to be the one that lights the Menorah, I'm going to be the one that lights the Ketores. So in that there was a Kpeidah, because there's Baruch who told Moshe, Ba'atot Tetzaveh, you should tell them, because it's not L'chvoideh Shel Aaron, that he should be the one that says he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, and his children will do the Avodah, and he'll light the Menorah. The Sefer Magid Meisharim has brought down that the Malach told the Beis Yosef that from this parish of Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meisharim Yisechim B'yayim HaShabbos, it's a stira against the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim say you're not allowed to have a fire burning in your house on Shabbos, even if you lit it beforehand. So he says from over here, this pasuk is B'dafka Arai Kenegdim. They claim Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meisharim Yisechim don't have a fire burning in your house on Shabbos. But from the pasuk is muchach the exact opposite. Because it says, Leisavareish b'chol moshe yiseichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. What does it have to say b'yayim ha-Shabbos for? The whole parsha is talking about Shabbos. Sheishis yom te'yosim v'locho b'yayim ha-Shvi. So we're talking about Shabbos. Didn't have to say b'yayim ha-Shabbos. Teretz is coming to tell you b'yayim ha-Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to light it on Shabbos, but the rest of the time you're allowed to do it. So Hagoyin Rav Yankiv Barit, he said over, Lefi this, there's another reason for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Nehru Shabbos. He says, it's not the mitzvah of Hadlokas Nehru Shabbos, Pashtus, Gemara says, Al Shalom Bayis. But Lefi this, there's also another reason. L'hoitzi Meliban Shal Tzedukim, and to let everybody know that the whole Isra of Havorit is dafk if you do it on Shabbos, but if you do it before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, it's good. So his Talmud, Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, is Ma'isiv. It's Yadua that the Vilna Goyin was very much Marba and Neiris. He lit a lot of candles. So Pashtus, the reason is, it says, Harogel B'ner, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos. B'zoich t'ponim tamidei chachamim, Rogel, you're Marba B'neiris. Or also being Marba and Shalom Bais, it lights up the house more. That was the Pashtus, the reason. But Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna wanted to be Ma'isiv. We find that the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samachay that when it came to harvesting the Omer Mitzoy Yontif, they made a big Asik out of it. Everybody got together, it was a big crowd, whoever was Asik with the Omer should cut it. David Dafka made a big Asik out of it, because the Tzedukim said it's not done Mitzvah Yontif, it's done Mimachos after the first Shabbos after Yontif. So to show B'davka L'hoitzi Milibon Shel Tzedukim, they made a Gansi Yontif out of it, a whole gathering of the crowd. So Mimela L'fid this reason of L'hoitzi Milibon Shel Tzedukim, you understand why the grow was Ma'arba B'neiris. To make a big Asik out of it, L'hoitzi Milibon Shel Tzedukim. Those will Zogner Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. Rashi says that the word Nesiyim is missing a name, missing a yud. Tavos. Omer of Nasi. What did the Nesiyim see to be misnad of the Chanukas HaMizbeach? In the beginning, that was in Parshas Nasai, but over here by the Malachas HaMishkan, they weren't misnadu right away. Ela kach omru ha-Nesiyim, yisnadu tzibur ma'ashem misnadu, and then we'll fill in the rest. Kibun sheshlim tzibur ha-sakoyl, shenemar ha-malocha ha-hoysodayim, they brought everything right away, and everything was ready. So the Nesiim said, "Oi, ma'alein alas is achsha, what are we going to do now?" The end was they brought the Avnei Hashoyam, the Avnei Hameluim, and that's what they ended up bringing, but they were left with kamat nothing. That's why when it came to the Chanukas HaMishkan, they donated right away. First, they learned their lesson. Rav HaKadosh of Tzadok HaKoyin of Lublin, Zavus Yogin Aleinu, the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he derives from his Gevaldige words of Chizuk. What happened over here? He said, from here we could learn that when it comes to our Avodah, a person should never be Mesiyayish. You have to look at the present and don't look at the situation the way you lost it. What happened over here? The Nesiim were terribly disappointed. They were sure that this was a Gevaldige opportunity. There's no question there's going to be a lot left over that's not donated for the Mishkan. So let them donate first, and then we'll give whatever. And they looked at it as a Gevaldige opportunity. Right away, everybody donated. There's nothing left to donate. Say, Mamash, they were Tzibrochen. Ma'alein alas is achshav. What are we going to do now? We're left out of everything. So what happened? They davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Hanasiim, also means the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod brought the Shemen Amor and the stones or whatever. So there was Eichet to tremendous Hizgalus Men HaShemayim. There was Eichet to tremendous Aliyah. And it's Mistaber, he says, that each Shevet, each Nasi, got the particular stone that was necessary for him. So it was a personal message from Hashem. I love you, and I'm a Kabbal your Tzar. So he says, a person should never give up if he finds himself in a Matzav of Yerida. Adarab, when they thought of the loss that they had, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after then he sent them the Yeshua, and he sent them their chelik in the Avodah. And every yid privately, if he feels Sibrachim, that I didn't accomplish what I could accomplish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the Siyata Deshmai. He says, the Nesiim are an example for the future generations. He says, it also says in the Pasuk, HaMechasa Shamayim Ba'ovim, Hashem covers the sky with clouds. In the beginning, there's a tremendous darkness. What's the Seif of the Dover? The Seif of the Dover was HaMechim Oretz Matar. It's all a preparation that he sends down Gishmei Bracha, and that brings tremendous fruits, but it all starts out with darkness. And Avodas Hashem is like that as well. That's the Divrei Chizuk that Rav Tzadok HaKoyin takes from this Maisa. Vayikru milufnei Moshe es kol ha-truma asher heviu b'nei Yisrael umleches avoydes ha-kodesh lasoy seiso v'heim heviu elov oid nidovid ba-boiker ba-boiker. They took from Moshe everything that was brought, and they brought to him more nidovis every morning. What is it, Mishan? V'heim heviu elov ba-boiker ba-boiker. So Al-Shach HaKodesh said, he says, sometimes it comes that when people are askonim and collecting tzedakah from others, so when they collect from others, they themselves don't end up giving. Hey, listen, we're working so hard to get other people to give, and you know, we yaitz are chiyav already. For this, the Torah is telling us over here, lehepach. He said, those gaboyim that were oisik in getting the money from other people, they made sure, behemei view, they brought in the doves themselves, ba-baker, just because they were oisik, they were the ma'aseh. It didn't take away from them being the oisik, they themselves were oisik as well. So ma'aseh with the Shevina Rabs, they could savi b'kodesh l'vrachim. Now one time there was a Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim, and numerous people lost their homes. They were aniyim, they were left without anything. So a group of askonim went around, they wanted to collect money for them. So they came to the Shebina Rav, he should write a letter, you know, to ask Achenu B'nai Yisrael to help them out. So the Rav said, he says, you know, please do me a favor, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be able to write the letter. Wondering what's, but she can't write it now. All of a sudden, the Shebina Rav's son-in-law walks in, and he excuses himself for a minute, he speaks to his aider. He comes back and, okay, I could write you the letter now. He wrote them the letter, and fine. So they asked him, like what happened, B'chitchila, the Rav didn't want to write the letter, and now he did. So he says, I can't write a letter unless I donate first. I didn't have any money by me. But my Edom came in and I borrowed money from him, so now I can give. So now I was able to write the letter. So hey, maybe you ba-boyker, that they were involved in the giving. They weren't yoytzer with the ma'asa. They were oisik with the oisik. Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. Why does the Torah stress Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur? What's this Ru'u? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want them to see? What's the inyan of this Ria? So the Arizal says that the Yidden, to some of them, there was a milsid de tmir. He says, the Maisa HaMishkan is supposed to be a kapara for the Cheta Egel. I was building the Mishkan, giving me a chaper, such a terrible avera, befrat, and a lot of gold involved over here, ain't kategor, nasas aneger. How's the building of the Mishkan going to be a kapara? So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu brought a big riot. Hashem didn't choose just anybody to make the Mishkan. It says, Ru'u, take a look. Korah Hashem b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur. Hur was the one that was killed by the mice of the Egel. That should be the biggest kitra. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'davka wanted it to be that a descendant of the one that was killed, he will be involved in the Saniguri of Klal Yisrael. It will be an ois and a moifif for Klal Yisrael that with the mice of the Mishkan, it will be Mechubra the Cheta Egel. And that's also why it says b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur. Was stopped by Chur. If you want to be Miach, it says, holy Yichus, go weiter. Elamai Natsu, just say B'tzal ben Uri. Nay, B'tzal ben Uri ben Chur. He's an Enikel of Chur. Chur was killed by the Chait of the Egel, and B'tzal, his Enikel, is now going to, he's going to be Oisik in the Mishkan, that's going to be Mechaper. And that's also, he says, why the Arizal says, Keseder mentions the giving of the gold before the giving of the silver. In other places, it mentions the silver before the gold. Liyah kesev, liyah zov. Here, Rav Vedavka mentions the zov before him to show that this is mechaper for the chait of the egel that was done with zov. Furthermore, who was the other person that was Isaac the other with Bezalel in the building of the Mishkan? Oh, liyah ben Achisamach lamate don. So, why is that? Because after numerous generations, there was the Maise that Yerovim ben Nevot made an Egel in Don. So this was the refuah before the Makkah to be Mechaper for the Egel that they made in the future. Memeli Bedafki picked Achisamach. So Betzal ben Uri ben Chur was a Kapara for the past, and Oholiyah ben Achisamach was a Kapara for the future, and that's the Re'u. The Re'iyah is a Kapara for the Maise Egel. Vayasu kol chacham leiv v'oisei hamalocha es hamishkon eser yirios sheish morzor 10 yirios spun sheish spun linen with chelas v'argomen v'ashoni etc. etc. The Ramban on this posik says that the Torah mentions the malach es hamishkon no less than 5 times, and he makes a cheshbon. First to mention it, Befrat, every single thing separately. Then it says a klal, and then over and over again, 5 times he lists that the Torah says over and over again the Binyan HaMishkan. Now, this is a pelvic zak. We know that the Torah is frugal, it's mekatzer mamish. Mamish mekatzer in everything. This gansa halachas you learn out from a word or from an ois. And over here, 5 times the Torah goes over and over again. It's a pella. He says, Ramban says it takes up about 2.5 amudim in the Sefer Torah. You know, all the inyanim of the Mishkan. So what's the pshat? So he says that this shows derech chiba and derech maila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves our melachim. And he mentioned it in the Torah over and over again to be marvis chayr for us, for those that are Isaac in it. And he says, similarly, it says, by Avraham Avinu, and Eliezer, Yofes, Yichos, and Shalavde Yofes, Miteros, and Shalbonim, to show the chashivas and the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to the Yofes, and even the Avde Yofes. Same thing over here, to show the chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for the Mishkan and for the Malacha that was put into it. What's the Indian? So the Emet says, I saw from HaGoyin HaTzadik, Ramesha Schwab, like a Tzadik Levracha, Mashgiach of Geitzet. Just a little bit of a Hagdama. The Mishkan was the Tachlis of the Bria. This is the Tachlis of the Bria. Bereishis Bar Elokim, Bishol HaTayra, Shenikra Reishis, Bishol Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. And what's the purpose of Yisrael? They bring the Shekhinah down to this world. After the whole history, the first 2,000 years of Tayhu, of emptiness and darkness in the world, and Avraham Avinu made his appearance, and you had the Ovis, and then you had the Shvatim, and then you had the Shivim Nefesh, and then the Shishim Riboy, and they were refined in Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Finally, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the Tachlis Abriya, his Cheshik, to rest his Shechinah B'Tachtainim, that took place in the Mishkan. But how did it come about? It came about only through the Nedivus Alev of those that gave, Me'esh Kalush HaShayivenu Libay, whose heart motivates him, and the Kavonis and the Ahava, that those that worked in the Mishkan, that they placed into the Mishkan. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so chaviv to him, this love with which Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, that it repeats it over and over and over again. And Moshe Schwab says that the Iker Nekudah you see from over here, how you could take a physical thing, a davar shel chomer, and turn it into a hashroas hashken. And that's the tachlis of the Bria. And it's a lima to us in every single act that we do throughout the day. You could be eating, and you instill in that kiddush yir kavon, I'm thinking, I'm eating to get koyach, to serve Hashem, it becomes a hashroas hashken. You go to sleep, just a little thought, I'm going to sleep to have koyach for hashroas hashken. You can have an animal that's from the most physical things in this world. You take the skin off of a cow, you turn it into a sefer Torah. The zebel of a dog is used to process, you know, the parchments or whatever of Sifrei Kodesh. How flavorful fella. The opportunities in this world to take the most physical, mundane things that we consider low and to instill in it Kedusha, Niflamai, and that is all learned from the Chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to the Mishkan. And for this reason, it repeats it over and over again. And the Raya that he brings from Yofis, Yichas, and Shalav, the Yofis, why is it so Chaviv? Over there, it wasn't just a command. A command is a Tzivui without the Bepoil. The lives of the Avos HaKadoshim and even the Sichas Chulin of the Avdei Avos were so permeated with Kedusha. That is Hashroas HaShechinah. The houses of the Avos were Batei Mikdash. Ramban says at the end, he says the Tachlis of Sefer Shemais is that they were Choyzer L'maylus HaAvos. With the building of the Mishkan, that was a simon that they came back to the Maila of the Avos. And the Simon HaDavar was, you had the Onon over the Mishkan, like by the tents of the Emois. The Ner Marabi was never extinguished, just like the Ner in the tents of the Avos, the Brachim Mitzuya B'Isa in the Chala, just like by the Avos HaKadoshim. Their regular mundane lives were permeated with Kedusha. Their houses were a Beis HaMikdash. So that is why there's such a Chavivus over here. This attaches us to Hashem. It brings the Shekhinah L'Tachtonim. It turns the physical world into what it was meant to be. It was meant to be one shtick Beis HaMikdash. That is the Chavivus that's learned over here. In the past, I said over this Zvar. Well, first of all, before that, I want to say over a Zvar I've said in the past, but it's Mamash, it's Megel L'Maisa. L'Sabaru Eish B'chol Mish V'Seichem B'yayim HaShabbos. Yosefus, I mean, the Torah speaks about Shabbos. Yosefus, he goes out of his way to tell us L'Sabaru Eish. So the Gemara speaks about it. It's Machoikis Tanoim, Havara L'Lav Yotzis, Havara, you know, L'Chalek Yotzis, it's Machoikis. But the different Mepharshim say, what's up is the Torah goes out of its way to mention Havara. So the Helig Chasam Sofer. He says, you know, we wonder sometimes, why don't we feel Shabbos? Why don't I feel Shabbos? You know, tired, I plop down or whatever, and I don't feel the Kedusha. Dr. Chasam Sofer, because Misha Torah be'erev Shabbos Yoichel b'Shabbos doesn't only go on the Chant. Misha Torah be'erev Shabbos Yoichel b'Shabbos is going on the Ruchni Shabbat. If a guy takes a shower a second before, you know, Lichtbenchen, and then he runs into shul and he reaches that his hair is still wet and he plops down in the seat in the middle of Luchadaydi, he's not going to feel Shabbos. You have to have an achonah for that. You have to be meichin. You know, you start early and, you know, you have a sedra and say shir ashirin and whatever. That's the achonah of Shabbos. If I have a man to love Shabbos, said, we succeeded in teaching the new generation how to keep Shabbos, but we didn't succeed in teaching them how to keep Erev Shabbos. Tzener of Shraga Feivel, that from Chatzos and on, in his house, you can hear a pin drop. It's quiet. He was busy being misbaydei, you know, less asar the pony minei, there's no place in the world that's empty from Hashem. He was sitting and being misbaydei, and it was quiet in the house. He says, that's the achoni you need. Zog the heilig chsam sefer. Don't turn on the flames of Shabbos, the Varamkite, in the middle of Shabbos. It's too late by then. You're not going to feel it. You have to start it beforehand. You have to turn on the flames of Shabbos beforehand. So by the time Shabbos comes, you're already ungetzinden, and then you'll be able to feel Shabbos. But if you start in the middle of Shabbos, you know, you plop down in the middle of the Chodaydi, and then you wonder why I don't feel Shabbos, you know. Is this compelling? Mishatara of Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. Those are the Heilig Chsam Sofer. I'm good B'Shabbos.